C4Q Mobile. Pretty good. Been driving all morning. 185, about 18 miles from South Spartanburg, going up to Bowling Springs. So, let's see the sunrise.
I've got a cable, coax cable issue, but at least you're hearing me.
No, say it one more time. I didn't quite get that.
Cable issue where it got kicked in the tower, so it's got an issue, but it seems to be worked well enough. The transmitter has hurt the transmitter, so I think I'll be all right for a while so I can fix it.
Oh, yeah. So good luck there. Good luck. Well, I'm just using a little 5 watt HP here, magnetic 2 meter 4 points, and the little transceiver I'm using is a ICOM C8A, I believe it is. It's pretty good. Runs about 5 watts. I got a battery eliminator, and that's pretty good for that. So, I'll be glad to get home and hopefully take a little nap.
Your antenna works rather well because it seems to be doing for 5 watts, you're doing a really good job.
I'm amazed how well this little antenna works. I picked up in the Orlando Ham Fest. So magnetic, well, it's like a stealth antenna. Just like a it's about 18, 19 inches long. In black, the whole thing's black. I'm just amazed how well this thing works. I've used some others before, and none of them worked quite this good. Not even some of the larger ones. So,
I realize that those antennas are designed to run with a certain amount of coax on them. And you got to use the right amount of coax. You got to be careful if you play around, because they designed to run with a certain amount of coax. And you can change it, but if you do, you got to play around with things.
Yeah, the pink. Changes on it, and that's a rather change. So it's not important. I'm using the coax that went on it. No complaints. Orlando Hamfest also got this MFJ microphone replaces the original one. When I first got it, the audio was all muffled, everything. why is this happening? Just a simple microphone, speaker mic. I looked at it some more, and I found out that the case on it where the microphone was, there's no opening to the mic helmet. So it just made everything kind of mushy, words, all that sort of stuff. So that's okay. Drilled the opening there where the helmet was, so the audio would have a direct path to where it's supposed to go, and been working fine ever since. Over.
It really does. You're totally readable, so you're doing good with 5 watts. When I had good cable on the tower, I used to be able to run 100 milliwatts through the tower and not hit the repeater on 100 milliwatts.
Roger. Yep. Well, I had the quad band in here, not this particular car, but one of those I had, and I just pretty much stand 2 meters. So I don't have to really have any other kind of antenna. But I didn't want to put a bunch of antennas on this car. This is a 2014 Mustang, and I just want to keep it pretty clean. I had an HF antenna, a bunch of other stuff on the other one I had. Anyway, that's the way it goes. Like I said, and I'm headed towards Bowling Springs. Postage are about 750. So I got, 20 minutes. 20 minutes, I will be, I will be destinated. And I can walk around.
100% Q5 all the way in.
So I said something once every once in a while.
My car got nailed, and I got to change it all. But man, I'm thinking of doing it. I'm going to see if I can't run one feed line for HF, and otherwise I'll have to run two down a tower. That's what I originally had done. But I may have to run two feed lines, one for HF, one for VHF. I might be able to. I was still almost thinking about running a switch, but I think I can get two cables down the center of the tower if I do it right. I'm going to have to run a vertical with a common boys. But all the food car wires halfway up, the dipole won't work. A 21-foot vertical with traps in it, matching networks and every other cool thing, but I don't know. All I know is it's going to be an expensive proposition to get it done.
You know, that extra coax, that alone would cost a bunch. Yeah. I would use some of the coax that I have when I need to. Too old, and the losses on are not too great depending on the frequency. I had on here, what was it? That was a Tar Heel. Yeah. 500 watt shorty Tar Heel. And it worked pretty good. So I used that for a number of years.
Cam, the Collins 4L and all that stuff, I'm going to have to run some real antenna because at 1 a.m. you really got to have some horsepower behind it, especially. I'm going to put an attenuator, run plate modulated at low level to the linear, so the attenuator, so it should, but it's going to beat the heck out of the antenna because you got to run a lot of power at AM to do anything, and especially, it's not easy to do. You have to run real heavy gauge wire because you're running a lot of voltages across it, so you're going to have to run real stout cable because of skin effect.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I run about 500 watts here in the car, and you really have to be careful. Wire it and ground it just like they tell you. Don't have too much losses in it. Ground. And it works pretty good. I use amp for a fair amount of time. Works pretty good, but you just have to be careful how you hook it up. Make sure the band you're going to operate, you have to have a pretty good ground, pretty good antenna and a ground on it. You don't want to burn those things up.
So I was in high school when before I got my license, I couldn't do more too. One of my friends was extra class, and he had this old link coupled old 813 ring by 800 watts. And we decided the antenna fell down, so we said, well, we'll load into it. Well, that old AM transmitter arc or link coupling network for military, that thing was loaded into anything. Well, what happened was, we were on about 800 watts, I think it was, and the darn thing, getting hot, and I didn't know. And I took a pencil with a lead tip. I went to see if there was RF around, so I took tried to touch the doorknob with a pencil. Well, I didn't think about that lead tip on that pencil. Boy, I'll tell you what, that thing lit me up, burned my hand. I'll tell you, that room was hot.
Yeah. You better have everything, I say, ready for that. When you're in the house, I was a car, but I run about a KW there at the house, and I got that thing rounded to the cooler, and then I had two ground rods outside. So that does a pretty good job. But you gotta have, you need to get the stuff around this. You will have problems like that.
When you get an RF burn, it burns the inside of my finger from the bone on the outside to my skin. Boy, that thing hurt for days. I was in typing class in high school when that happened. Man, it was one of my fingers that tried to type out in so much pain. I swore, and she threw me out of class, and I said, you don't understand how bad this hurts.
You get around 500, anything like that, above 500, it will burn you real good if you're not careful. I'm here in 26, coming up 85, and I better watch the traffic here, so I better get off here. Thanks for the chat. Enjoyed it, and I know we'll run into you there in the future. Have fun, and that's 7-3. This is a C4 Mobile on 26 near Spartanburg. We'll be good.
MD7J, I haven't heard Bob in a while. Have you heard from him?
I haven't. Well, I haven't heard him, really. I haven't been on that much here lately, so that's probably one of the reasons, but that's your question. No, I haven't heard him here in a while.
Give me a call on the phone sometime. Maybe we can help me figure out some of these traps. I don't guarantee I'm 40 US and even help me with some of these traps. It's not so easy to wind those traps and all that stuff and do the capacitor networks. You gotta build a trap and all that traps. So he knows how to do it. But I really need some advice with this one. Please catch up with you later. Pay attention to driving. Stay out of 4 mile clear. Catch you later.
Bye, drive. 7-3. Have some fun with that. AC 14 question.
YQ N4 Italy, Quebec.